927 4CC. Let's catch up with Sergeant Wayne Butcher and find out what's been happening across central Queensland. Morning, mate.
Morning, mate. How are you?
Not bad now. $1,033 fine for using your mobile phone if you're driving.
Yeah, it's a fair whack, isn't it?
Well, from $403, I think, to $1,033. But, mate, it has to be done. It's just as simple as that. There's been so many road accidents because of people using phones.
Yeah, driver distraction, as we talk about every week, is massive on the highways these days and byways. And, you know, you see people all the time still using their mobile phones. And the new laws also include, like, to have it on your lap, have it in your sunrise, have it anywhere, as long as you're using it, but you're not allowed to touch. And that includes P-plate drivers as well with passengers. New rules, so if you're concerned about what they are, you don't know what they are, jump on board the Queensland Police website and all the information's there, because at the end of the day, $1,000 is $1,000 and you don't want to lose that out of your pocket.
Are seatbelts as well? There's a target on those.
The new cameras that are taking at the intersection, photos of people at those intersections, and only targeting mobile phones and seatbelts if you've got one on. So throw a seatbelt on. It's basic principles of a Fatal Five. Get it done.
A little bit of a push on what to look for with suspect IDs. There's some tips that the police are handing out at the moment.
Yeah, just trying to get people to start with a basic description of people, like something that's going to make someone stand out. We get a lot of reports, you know, male or female, white, brown hair. And as you can understand, that's a lot of people. So clothing is a big thing for us. Tattoos, distinguishing features. Make sure a lot of people have got smartphones now. Just tell Siri to make a note. 6 foot male, black shirt on with stars on it, tattoo on his left forearm that looks like a star. Yeah. Little things like that. Especially Gladstone and little towns like Billawheeler and Calliope. The police know most of our offenders, so if we just get a better description of who they are, it helps us out heaps.
Find out more on the Facebook page, My Police Gladstone.
Yes, My Police Gladstone. I'll throw it all up there in the next couple of days. It's a Facebook group to get onto, have a look at it. Get shared around all the communities as well. So if we're looking for someone, they'll be up there. You might be able to help solve a couple of crimes, which is awesome for us.
And Crime Stoppers, mate, if people do see anything, need to report it?
1-800-333-000. They've been really good. A couple of really good files have come through off that. We've solved a lot of good crimes through that. So keep your phone calls coming up. It's all private and confidential if you want it to be. Just adds that little piece of the puzzle that you may think's not really worth anything, but to us it's gold. So just keep them coming through. And
Butch, thank you for your time this morning.
Thanks, mate. Everyone have a great week and stay safe. Follow the Fatal Five.
Yeah, and don't forget the fine for mobile phones, 4 demerit points, $1,033 fine if you do get caught. Yep. Don't use your mobile phones.
It's not worth it, mate.